right? Should people have the freedom to speculate freely, if you will, or not? And so when you look at some of these systems, whether it's Robinhood, which is, I think it's almost inarguable to say it's gamified some of this, right? And then you look at some of the new products that are coming on the market, SPACs and the like, and some of the disclosure issues around those things, so that it's unclear whether investors, I dare say, fully understand what's happening or understand the risks involved, what the role of government is supposed to be in those instances.
Okay, well then that's a huge debate, and you and I can have a big debate about this. What I think is people should have the power to make decisions with their own money, but buyer beware. Well, what the government needs to be in the business of is ensuring that we have proper disclosures so that people can make proper decisions, and that those disclosures are adhered to, that you don't have people lying in order to trick the market. But just to simply say that as a government, I want to deem people too dumb to invest their own money, I don't think is proper, and I don't think that is actually a better outcome.
Congressman, don't get me wrong. My issue is that all too often in this country, we end up socializing people's losses and effectively privatizing people's gains. So what I'm trying to avoid here, and this is the question, sort of from a policy perspective, how you avoid it, if in fact we get into a situation where too many people, quote unquote, speculate and lose, right, then nobody, as you know, turns around and says, I was to blame. Nobody does that. We lived through the financial crisis, and we can have debates about who was responsible for that. But in that case, we decided we were going to point the finger at the banks. The government taxpayers were going to come and save everybody. That's what happened. And I think that there's questions about, given that that seems to be what we do, we've done it in a pandemic, we saved the airlines and the shareholders of those airlines, how you want to, quote-unquote, protect those who may lose, so that, because we will protect them again. That's what we've seen over and over.
Yes, and bad policy begets bad policy. And when we have a new normal where you have bailouts as a standard, which I voted against the bailouts back in 2008, I thought it was a wrong approach. I supported the airlines back in March, but I think the additional funds that we've given them when folks are starting to fly again is ridiculous. So I think there's a certain end to government policy. I understand your concern, Andrew. I think it's a sincere concern that we should make sure that people know that there will be no bailout for improper investment decisions that people make. What we need, though, is a greater resilience in the market, greater deal of access to different financial products, so that people can play in a real financial market, not the narrow swath that we're currently permitting retail investors to play in. And that's my greater point here, is that is the narrow swath that we can resolve through governmental policies, expand this out, and get better results. We haven't talked about Fed policy here. We haven't talked about the $2 trillion stimulus bill. Those things are contributors to this as well. They're contributors to folks who are, instead of going out and spending money on entertainment, are spending money on investing as entertainment, or maybe investing for the long term. Hard to tell at this point. But those things are contributors as well to what's happening in the markets, for sure.
Shepard Smith here. Thanks for watching CNBC on YouTube.
Hello, everybody. How is everybody doing? Happy Friday morning. Friday, March 19th, 2021. I hope everybody is having a great day today. So far, I was up for a while. I was doing a lot of research, a lot of last minute due diligence in preparation for today, and got some shit done. So let's see how today goes. Low risk, high reward. We'll see what happens. But yeah, GameStop stock Stonks are up. Stonks are up. It looks like prices are going down, but from what I've read, this was anticipated. You know, this was anticipated from days ago, so I guess we're just going to have to wait and see how it goes. I guess there's no volume. You know, there's nothing. There's no one selling today. You know, everyone's holding because they know some shit's about to go down. And of course, you have these bettors who want the price to go down, because if the price goes down, they're gonna make some money, I believe. So. I don't really understand what's going on right now. It goes a little over my head. You know, if I didn't have a job that took away my focus for 90% of my day to where the point of me not being able to focus on anything else that's going on around me. Like, I swear, like, I don't hear about things until hours after it happens, because I'm just so focused on to the next one. Like, I guess I'm not the only one, but it's been like this for at least 4 years, and I feel like at this point it shouldn't be like this anymore, where I'm just loaded up with a bunch of shit that I have to do, like, non-stop. It's never non-stop. You know, I do one thing, boom, on to the next. It's not even that simple. You know, it's like I'm doing two things at once. I'm talking to two people, or three people, you know, sometimes even four people, all at the same time, all connected, and prioritizing, you know, who doesn't need their computer, who does need their computer, and, you know, try to focus on the ones who need it the fastest, but also trying to leverage the time in between that I can't really help, right? Like, if I have to download a big update, or if I have to download a software package that, you know, takes a long time because it's a huge package and it takes time to download and install, you know, so even though someone needs it right away, you know, there's a lot I can be doing in the middle of program installing, for example, and I always try to do my best to try to help as anyone who asks me for help, and to do it to the best of my ability, you know, and I think that's come back to bite me, you know, and I see my job, my role in the job, like, I guess you could say kind of like the stock market, right, capitalism. People are going to go to whatever's cheaper, whatever's better, you know. And to them, it's much cheaper to go to me, because they probably know at this point that, you know, I don't say no very often. And they know that it's going to be done quick and it's going to be done right, you know. And that I can't really say, you know, like, you have my coworkers, right? They've worked with, you gotta understand, they've worked with these individuals across the country for years, decades, you know, almost 20 years, right? A couple decades. So they've known these people for so long, you know, and they built a rapport with them. And at this point, they either don't go to them to do them a favor because they like them so much, they don't want them old asses working, or they don't trust them to do the job, you know. But either way, the end result is that you have all these people coming to me that are ultimately supposed to be going to these other people who aren't willing or aren't capable of doing the job right. So yeah, that's what I'm going into today. You know, I got 3 hours of sleep after, not even that, like 2 hours of sleep. Got waken up by these asshole city workers. They basically told me I had 20 minutes to get up, shower, and do whatever I need to do with the water because they're going to shut it off and yada yada. So, you know, I'm not, I've never gone to work without showering. Even if I shower at night, well, okay, when I was in construction, I would do this a lot, so, but it would be uncomfortable. It was always better just to shower in the morning, even if it was cold as fuck. But when I was in construction, it was sometimes worse, because I would get up and I would get out and I would be so stinky, so I would shower after work and before work. But that was the only situation where I would not shower before work. Maybe I'd shower at night, but any office job, I couldn't stand wailing around in my own filth. Like, I don't know how people can go days without showering. Like, if I go 2 days without showering, I feel like a disgusting piece of shit. Like, if I feel like loathing, I just don't shower for 2 days, you know? And then I really hate myself. But, yeah. That's kind of how, you know, my job is, with, like, the stock market, you know? People are going to go, you know, go when the price is low. And, you know, when I have to get those favors back, you know, they're going to be long gone. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just come back to bite me. Being good at my job, you know, and that's why I say, like, I'm punished for my virtues at this fucking job. Because even though I'm trying to do what's right, you know, I have the right integrity, I'm getting screwed because of my good intentions, you know. Like, my personal life is being affected. And then I look around these lazy fucks, you know, and it's fucking sad because they're just like scavengers, you know, like hyenas or like fucking vultures. They're just like scavenging for tickets, right, so they can meet their quota. But like, there's plenty of work. That's the sad thing. Like, there's so much they can do. Like, there's no, like, you know, like, there's a lot of stuff that they can take initiative on and they can get their ticket quota on, but they just simply refuse to do anything outside their jurisdiction. You know, they feel so fucking proud that they were, you know, they feel so highly of themselves because they were union workers, like, 20 years ago, right? And they feel like the company owes them something, you know? I don't know, I'm getting tired of it, but you know that they really need me, because I think I would have been long gone at this point just because of how inconsistent I've been with my timing, with my schedule. Just late. I don't, like, the last year, you know, it's basically been my schedule, you know. Like, I haven't been following my set schedule because I always get screwed. Like, you know, I was supposed to have a 4 10-hour shift. That never happened. You know, I ended up just working 5 10-hour shifts. You know, I can't work from home some days, like today. You know, it would have been nice to work from home, take care of my puppy. But, you know, I have to be in the office so I can do a test before the test to make sure a conference room works. Like, this is not a productive use of my time, you know. This is not productive use of the company time, but, you know, I'm not in the right totem pole. I'm not in the right social structure in the company to say, hey, fuck off. This is not what we should be doing. Like, and anytime I try to be like that on my team, it just doesn't go, you know. People just bitch, they complain, they whine, they talk shit, you know, they're fucking fake, like, fucking so annoying. Like, yesterday there was a customer that came by, she was talking to me, she was asking me suggestions, then you have, like, the two, boomers, you know, eavesdropping on our conversation, you know, when they have nothing else to do, you know, while everyone else around them is working hard. You know, they're like fucking scavengers looking for the easy tickets. They're like, oh, put an item in a bag, print out a label, and ship it out. Me, I'll do that. You know, like, they'll the easy ones, but, like, troubleshooting issue, which is the core of their job, like, fixing a production issue, you know, the way our company makes money, fixing a computer so we can make more money out of that computer, right? Like, I know my role. I know what my function is. I know how I contribute in my company to make the company money, right? But how is having a baby boomer, you know, a 66-year-old man in a chair for fucking 9 hours a day to just ship stuff on behalf of everyone else who does all the work, right? Like, my manager doesn't seem to, like, he's asking us, like, what's going on? Why can't we get the tickets down, right? Because you created a system, like, you had the right idea, but you didn't build it the right way, and you didn't set, you know, certain processes around it. So now you have these people, like, working the system, right? They're meeting their quota, but there's no feasible way that they can meet it because they don't know how to troubleshoot quickly. They don't know how to, you know, or they don't want to. They're just tired of it. You know, they're ready to retire, but not ready to give up that paycheck, you know? And, yeah, it's a little frustrating. Like, it's so toxic. Like, you know, when you feel like you're a lion, you're a wolf, whatever, you know, like, think of whatever masculine animal you want to think of. Imagine, you know, you're that character set, you know, and then you're dealing with all these sheep, all these hyenas, vultures, you know, just picking away at the things, you know, picking and choosing, whining, you know. Oh man, I'm just so tired of being in a toxic environment. But good thing I have friends, you know. I've met a lot of friends over the past few years, real ones, past coworkers, and yada yada. You know, and that keeps me going, you know, because maybe eventually I can have that here, you know, where I have a job that I actually like, because I love my job. You know, I have no issues with my job. I just don't like who I work with, and I've always said that. I've been consistent on that, but anyways, good times will come, the bad times will end soon enough, as long as we keep working and we have the vision. And I hope you guys have a great day. Happy weekend.